Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, once again, it's the Healdsburg Jazz Festival, and my guest, Healdsburg Jazz Festival founder and artistic director, Jessica Felix. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
We were here last time talking about the 21st annual Healdsburg Jazz Festival, taking place May 31st through June 9th. I think we only got through about the first 4 days.
I'm going to go faster this time. I'm just going to do a rundown real quickly. And then last time I was starting to describe things that we ran out of time. So actually Monday night we have Calvin Keys and Jeff Chambers in the Directory Kitchen. It's free, but you need dinner reservations. Tuesday, free in the plaza is the King Street Giants. You might have known them the Dixie Giants, mm-hmm. and they've changed their name. And then Wednesday, Jenny Scheim and Allison Miller's Parlor Game, really exciting group from New York, is going to be at Spoon Bar. First show sold out. And then Thursday night, Mark Cantor comes back after 6 years for the Jazz Night at the Movies, and he's going to bring a lot of jazz on film, which you won't see on YouTube, most of it, because he has the collection. He owns them.
Oh, wow.
And he's the premier collector of jazz on film. So, and he narrates everything. Totally fun.
That's cool.
Friday night, Harold Lopez Nosa from Cuba with his quartet with his brother Rui and Lucas Curtis and Mike Hall Gonzalez, all from Cuba. Saturday, double bill with the Regina Carter Quintet and Joey DeFrancesco. That's selling well. It's a big theater. It's the Jackson Theater. It's our the one that's in North Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. And then we end with Dafer Youssef Quartet. And I could take an hour to talk about him, but he's from Tunisia, has an amazing voice. And I just heard from a promoter friend of mine that he said that Dafer is one of his all-time favorites over the years. And I know he's going to be fantastic and different. I'm sorry that people don't know his name better, but I would highly encourage him to take the ride on that one. And just quickly, we have the Jazz Village going on, 10 days, music every day with the second weekend, Tammy Hall and Attakid and Latin Jazz Youth Ensemble. But something really special is going on during the week, too, from 9 to noon for children. We have a Jazz Village campus every day. Actually, the 6th and 7th are mostly the days we're pushing right now for families to bring their children. We have 6 different interactive music and art programs for children. It's all free. You know, go on our website and learn all about it.
Absolutely. HealdsburgJazzFestival.org. Man, when you say a 10-day cornucopia of all things jazz, you're not kidding.
No. And I can barely touch the, you know, it'd take about an hour to go through everything really carefully.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it was such a, this is such a global, I mean, you're bringing people in from all parts of the world.
Yeah,
last time we talked about ECM at 50, the German music labels getting a tribute, and you've got people from Tunisia coming in.
And Cuba.
And Cuba, right? How do you do it?
Well, usually they find me, but I also study and I go to New York and, you know, listen to people and do, you know, listen to the radio.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you guys for being a sponsor. It's always great to work with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, the 21st annual, it's quite a run that you've had doing these shows. And you've been the artistic director.
I'm the founder.
This is your baby.
I kind of grew it from something small. I started in Oakland. I did a festival down there mm-hmm. before coming here. But I also make jewelry, so I opened a jewelry gallery, and it just kind of started from there. But, and we actually have a phone number, too, that people can call and buy tickets over the phone at 707-620-4412.
And yeah, you are going to want to get tickets early. Some of these shows are starting to sell out.
Jack Dugenet is any minute going to sell out. There's probably like 10 tickets. And the Jackson Theater is bigger, so we have more room. But the first show of Harold Lopez Nusa sold out. And the first show of Jenny Scheinman sold out. So yes, they are selling quickly.
Excellent. Is this the first time we've had that Jazz Village campus for the
kids? The campus, yes, the first time. But we did the Village very small last year, but I went out and looked for a lot of funding, and we got most of it and really built the concept this year. It's to be all-inclusive for everybody to come and enjoy the music.
Absolutely. I love that. All-inclusive. Again, thank you, Jessica, for being here. The Healdsburg Jazz Festival, 21st year. It's running May 31st through June 9th in Healdsburg, some shows in Santa Rosa. HealdsburgJazzFestival.org. This is the Sonoma Spotlight, and I'm Charlie Swanson. Enjoy your day.